This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There's been a lot of talk in recent years about boycotting the NFL, and I mean, people are defiant. I heard it on this show. If you're listening, you heard it too. You heard the voices of people who were just disgusted with the NFL. They let that guy take a knee. It was almost like this person was committing treason as opposed to expressing an opinion. I wouldn't have taken a knee. I don't agree with it, but he did it. It's an expression. I don't agree with it, but he did it. But yet, people were saying, I'm boycotting the NFL because he took a knee. This is ridiculous. I'm done with the NFL. And then the NFL brings in phrases like, and racism, and it takes all of us. And they put that in the end zones, and they put that on helmets, and more people are saying, I'm boycotting the NFL. Don't bring politics into it. I just want to see a sport. If you're going to bring politics into it, I'm boycotting the NFL. So how have those boycotts gone? Well, the NFL is kicking ass. The boycotts failed. All of those big voices, all of those people who were so determined to think that they had the power to bring down the NFL, they were wrong. The NFL is thriving. An average game this year attracted 18.7 million viewers. This was last 2025 season. That's up 7% from last year. So last year was really good. This year was even better. This includes broadcast, cable, and also streaming services. CBS, NBC, and Prime Video saw record-setting season averages for NFL viewers. The Fox Network had the best season ever since 2015. Now, Colin Kaepernick took a knee in 2016. So 2015 was a big year for Fox News. Maybe there was a little dip after that, but Fox News had the best season since 2015. ESPN had the second best season, doing really well. And the one game that was the most watched game this past season, and I don't know, maybe there's going to be another one that will beat it, but I doubt it. It was Thanksgiving Day, the game between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Dallas Cowboys. Attracted over 57 million viewers. That is unbelievable. The Cowboys won that game 31-28. I'm sure that caused a lot of people to lose their Thanksgiving appetite. But anyway, that Chiefs-Cowboys game attracted over 57 million viewers. And the NFL is doing fine. So the official word is all of that talk about boycotting, all of the tough talk about boycotting and thinking that, you know, you've got the power to bring down the NFL with your cries for a boycott, it all failed. It all failed. The NFL is doing fine, attracting more viewers than ever. And people are watching. There are things that I don't like about the NFL. There are things that I don't like about the officials. There are things I don't like about the league office. There are a lot of things that I don't like about the league, but I'm into it. I mean, I'm watching. I accept it for what it is. It is a great distraction from the issues that I have to deal with in my life. It's a great distraction from, you know, working on this show, even though I love to work on the show, but it's a great distraction. And man, this wild card weekend, man, there's some great games, and there have been so many close games. There have been so many good games this season that, you know, I love it. And I love that there are new teams that have a chance to get to the Super Bowl. And it's not the same old teams. The same thing with college football. I mean, Ole Miss has a chance. Ole Miss has a chance to get to the college football championship. Also, Oregon. Well, Oregon's been a good team for a while. But, you know, Miami, Ole Miss, Indiana, and Oregon are the four teams. And it's just nice to see some new teams in there. So anyway, I look forward to all of this. I think it's a great distraction. Also, if you haven't heard, Alabama quarterback Ty Simpson has announced that he is entering the 2026 NFL draft. So that's another another quarterback who is going to be part of the NFL. And also, I'm sure you heard this, Dolphins coach Mike McDaniel has been fired. So there are now 8 head coaching openings in the NFL. And, you know, Tua was kind of a mess this year for whatever reason. And that wasn't all Mike McDaniel's fault. And there was talk about, you know, unrest in the locker room. And I don't know. I think that situation in Miami is really a mess. And, you know, John Harbaugh was fired after many years with the Baltimore Ravens. He will be picked up almost instantly. He said he doesn't need a rest. And he is ready to coach again. He's not going to take a year off and do the TV thing, which I'm sure he would be able to do if he wanted to. But he said he's ready to get right back into coaching. So I expect he will have a position very soon. I think the Saints have their coach in Kellen Moore. But John Harbaugh would be, you know, maybe somebody to take a look at. It seems like there was some kind of tension between Lamar Jackson and the coach and Harbaugh. Seemed like there was some kind of tension there. And Lamar Jackson, as I mentioned yesterday, you know, he's got to have a lot of power with the Baltimore Ravens because they need him to renegotiate his contract, because his contract is for like $74.5 million. That is a quarter of the salary cap. So a quarter of the money of the team is going to one player. And how are you going to put together a team with that much money going to one player? You can't. And so it's in Lamar Jackson's best interest to renegotiate the contract, because he wants good players around him, or he's going to get his butt put on the ground all the time if he doesn't have a good offensive line and other things. So, look, I think there's a lot of excitement. There's a lot of drama. There'll be a lot of new head coaches around the NFL. There's going to be some switching around. And it's kind of interesting that, you know, a coach can fail with one team and then get into another situation and be successful. And I'm learning more and more about how much the front office has to do with the success of NFL teams. And it's the culture, it's the players. And I like what Mickey Loomis is saying when he says he's looking to find players in the offseason and through the draft that fit the culture of the team. And they're going to build the team around Tyler Shuck. They're not going to just bring in players and Tyler Shuck is the quarterback and then we'll bring in this player. No, I mean, this is a good mentality. This is a good direction to go in. And I don't know if the Saints have always considered this, but, you know, sometimes the best player is not the best fit for the team. And it seems like Mickey Loomis is talking about this. And maybe he always has, and I just missed it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.